The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I don't know if you'll like this news or not. Timber rattlesnakes had long been thought to be solitary creatures, though recent studies have suggested their social lives might be more complex. Timber rattlesnakes, living in the northeastern United States, dwell in communal dens in the winter. They emerge in the spring, bask in the sun for several days at rock outcrops, and then migrate to surrounding areas to forage and mate. When pregnant, females do not undergo summer migrations, but instead bask at rookeries before giving birth in the autumn. Females in the rookeries often cluster together in groups of six or more, as do snakes at basking sites on occasion. So to study this, scientists collected tissue samples from nearly 500 rattlers from New York and Pennsylvania. They compared how related clustering snakes were with snakes that did not cluster together. The researchers discovered juvenile snakes and pregnant females preferred to cluster with kin. This pattern implies that at least female timber rattlesnakes maintain some sort of bond with relatives beyond their birth period. So the next time you go hiking, keep your eyes open and watch out.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.